"Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" The disciples had spent enough time with Jesus to know that he had authority over natural and supernatural forces. They had witnessed him healing many people of disease and casting out many demons. But still, their first reaction to this storm was terror, and they accused Jesus of not caring about them and their safety. You and I are not that different from these disciples. We've experienced God's love and his power in many ways, in the sacraments, in our love for each other. How many times in Scripture have we heard God tell us that he loves us dearly and that we can trust in him? And yet, when bad things happen to us, we cry out, "Lord, don't you care? If you love us, why are you letting us suffer like this?" Jesus' response to the disciples reveals his disappointment when we fail to trust in him. "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" Many times in the Gospels, Jesus tells his followers to have faith in him, to believe in him. That Greek word translated belief or faith can also be translated as trust. Jesus wants us who claim to be his disciples to trust in him. When disaster strikes, he wants us to trust that he has the power to handle it and to get us through it. And we have a choice. Will we let our suffering drive us away from the Lord in anger and resentment, or let it draw us closer to him in trust? This gospel passage, if we take it only literally and treat it like a miracle that happened a long time ago, it will remain powerless for us. But the Word of God is living and effective. And if we can absorb and accept the message that God is giving us today, it can change the way that we perceive our suffering and react to our suffering. Here's what St. Augustine preached about this passage. "Face the world as you face a tumultuous sea. Christ is asleep in you. What do I mean? I mean you have forgotten his presence. When the strong winds of the world's desires try to take hold of you, call for help and awaken Christ sleeping in the cabin of your heart." Christ is always right here in our hearts. He's closer to us than even our own thoughts. He knows exactly what's happening to us. Even when we forget about him, he remains asleep in us, ready to wake up and help us. St. Paul said, "I will all the more gladly boast of my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. For when I am weak, then I am strong." I recently went on a weekend retreat at Cedar Break in Belton, and the retreat was led by the chaplain, Father Albert Haas. He's been a Franciscan priest for about 30 years, and he shared some experiences from his priestly ministry. One experience he shared was from a retreat several years ago. One of the attendees of the retreat was a doctor, and this doctor was in a wheelchair. And on a break, he asked Father Albert if he could speak to him in private. And so they went off to a different room. And the doctor revealed that he had multiple sclerosis, and he had been in a wheelchair for a long time. And he said, "Father, I want to be healed. I keep praying and praying. For years and years I've prayed. I want to be healed and get out of this chair. I've prayed to every saint, prayed the rosary, Divine Mercy Chaplet. I've prayed every novena. I've even went to Lourdes and bathed in the healing waters. But God refuses to heal me. I don't understand. And he was getting angrier. And he started hitting the arm of his chair. He said, "This is the enemy. This is the enemy. This is the enemy." Father Albert, at that point, he saw himself and heard himself speak to this man. And it was almost like Father Albert was having an out-of-the-body experience. And in that way, he knew that it was the Holy Spirit speaking through him. It wasn't his own, thoughts that were coming out. It was the Holy Spirit. And he said to the man, "Maybe this chair is your path to holiness." God hadn't healed this man. God had in mind a different path for him, a path to holiness through acceptance of his suffering with God's help. When we hear the word holiness, we think, well, that's for living saints. I'm just an ordinary person. I'm a sinner. Well, that's true. We're all sinners. But God offers every one of us sinners a path to holiness by accepting the suffering that comes our way. God knows all about our suffering. He allows it to happen. And by allowing it, he's asking us to take a little share in the passion of Jesus Christ. In that way, God conforms us to Christ. That's what holiness is, being conformed to Christ. Here's how Archbishop Sheen put it. "All of us would like to make our own crosses, tailor-made trials, but not many of us welcome the crosses that God sends. God sends us all the happenings of everyday life as so many invitations to self-perfection in his service. Thus, the bitter and the sweet, the joys and sorrows of each moment are the raw material of holiness." So when suffering comes our way, as we know it will, let us not doubt that Christ remains in us, offering us his power to bear it. Let us take up our cross and follow him all the way to eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.